I think that I have a fantastic episode of Columbo. Now, obviously, it's problematic, given that the great Peter Falk is no longer with us. But I want to play Columbo. But play Peter Falk playing Columbo.
Right.
Not like reboot Columbo. No, play Columbo. But the episode...
May I say something?
Yes.
And then we're going to get right back to your episode.
Okay.
I vote for that show.
Okay. Well...
I it's because of the kid over me. My kid always goes, which team are you voting for? As the kids love saying. No.
What team?
Seriously, forget the Peter Falk aspect. Mm. A reboot of Columbo starring you?
Yeah, but
my
not,
dreams
not
have all come true.
Not
I'm
a reboot,
sorry.
Though, no, it has to still
as
be Columbo.
As long as Lizzie Kaplan's naked. Let's go ahead now.
It has to be today, but yeah. It's still like his Columbo. It's
right,
not
okay.
Like, oh, suddenly he's like a guy in his 40s in a suit. Like, no. It has
okay,
to be Columbo.
Okay.
But I'm a big... I live quite near Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Universal Studios tour. I do it a number of times a year. And I just love it. And if friends
do you
come
like
to town,
when the Frankenstein greets the tram?
Frankenstein does not greet the tram.
He used to.
Not anymore.
That's the last time I was on it in 1981.
That was before my time.
Okay. But that's when Frankenstein did greet the tram, and I was thrilled.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I'm a purist.
Okay.
That's not what it is now. I didn't even like it when they made it. Like, when you're on the little bus thing. I don't even know what you call it. It's like... You know,
tram.
The tram.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not on tram lines. It's like a...
No,
like
but it's...
it's like a child's toy.
In your world of it, there's like a horse and coaches.
Yeah.
Come on, lady, let's go.
But they used to have just a person in each one speaking and telling
right,
you.
Yes, that's...
Now they've got Jimmy Fallon on a screen.
Oh, no, that's
which,
terrible.
Not Jimmy Fallon's
by
great.
By the way, not in terms of cutting on Jimmy Fallon, but
no,
it's you should
it's
have a person.
Changed. Yeah. No, there is a person as well, so now it's a sort of weird...
Give
hybrid.
And take? Like the, okay, Jimmy, tell them about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, there's a bit of talking
oh,
to Jimmy.
Oh, that sucks!
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, now I'm never going. Okay. Okay, go ahead, though.
Well, I love the Universal Studios tour, and I love going and seeing the Psycho stuff, and there's the...
Yeah, the house and all that.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I like
and
the
Jaws
old villages.
Coming up out of the...
I'm with you.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. But my favorite bit now is when you go to Bates Motel. Who's done this before?
Hold on a second here. If you live here or you're visiting here, you've done it once.
I know.
Hey, you're talking to everybody, unlike Asia.
I know. My understanding, though, or even my memory is that this might be a new thing. I'm not sure, so I will check this.
Mm-hmm.
That when I first did it, I don't think this did happen. I seem to remember, like, seeing the Psycho house up on a hill. And
yeah, it's on a hill.
But now you go in and you're at the Bates Motel, and Norman Bates, the tour guy goes, who's that coming out of the hotel room? And it's Norman Bates. It's an actor playing Norman Bates, coming out, and, ooh, what's he carrying? He looks like he's got something heavy there. And it's a body. He's carrying a body. And he's coming out of a room, and he's opening the boot of his car, what do you call it? Not the boot. The hood. No, not the hood. The trunk. So he's opening the trunk.
What's your word for trunk?
The boot.
I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah. So he's putting this body in the trunk.
No, the boot.
In the boot.
Be yourself.
And, okay. And then, and we're all sitting there in our little carriage, and whatever it's called. In our tram.
No, carriage. Go with it, man.
In our tram
he's
trunk.
He's got the body in the boot.
Body
you're
boot.
In a carriage. Let's go.
The horse is just munching at hay, yeah. Nuzzling.
By the way, with a naked lady laying on its back. Keep
That's
going.
Right, yeah. And then the tour guide says, hey, maybe we should get out of here before he notices us. Oh, too late. And Norman Bates just kind of looks around and sees you. And then starts walking towards you. And the coach, like, let's get out of here. Let's get out. And the coach starts moving. And then Norman Bates speeds up as he walks towards you. And then he gets a knife out. And then as he gets a knife out, the last bit of the coach just gets away. And he almost gets him. Almost gets him every time. Now, this is my favorite part of the tour. Has everyone done that bit? Who's done the tour?
I've
has
not anyone, seen that part.
Has anyone done the tour and that wasn't a part?
It wasn't a part when I was there.
Okay. So, all right. So it is fairly recent. Okay, good. Now,
I would love if he was able to knife Jimmy Fallon during the film. That would be fun.
Well, now, that is okay. My favorite bit of the tour. Okay. But then afterwards, I thought, there's a coach coming through tram.
No coach!
All right, coach. There's a coach coming through there
yeah.
every couple of minutes.
Yes.
This guy who yes. plays Norman Bates has yes. to do this over and over. The same action. Coming up. Oh, it looks like someone's coming out of the room. What's he got in there? That's kind of heavy. Body in the car. See the coach. Walk over. Oh, knife nearly did it. Oh, fuck, get back. Right. Oh, body coming up. It's like a hell. It's like a hell. And I start thinking, are there two of them? Do they do shifts? Do they do every other one? Do you have to have, like, working on an oil rig? You have to have, like, 3 months off and then 3 months on? Does your head in? How does this work? Anyway, out of this came, I think, the perfect Columbo episode. So, the head of Universal Studios... I'm copyrighting this, by the way, if anyone...
No, it's being recorded.
The head of Universal Studios is murdered. And Columbo is called to find out what happened. And so Columbo's there, and he's, you know, interviewing people and, you know, all that. And doing the thing. He's doing what Columbo does. And then, and he's not really getting anywhere. And talking to the secretary of the guy, and then the new guy who's now head, and he's like, maybe that motive... New guy taken over from the head. Right. Anyway, all that stuff. But then he's like, it's his lunch break or whatever. Is there anywhere I can get a cup of coffee around here? And so he wanders off around the Universal Studios. And then he sees the tram going past. And he thinks, and he goes, excuse me, probably like... says to a spaceman or a showgirl, you know.
Whoever's on the lot.
Walking around the lot. Yeah. Excuse me, what? I noticed the tram thing. Anyway, and they go, oh, that's the tour. And he's like, oh, okay. And so Columbo takes the tour. Just imagine he's sitting there in his raincoat in the coat. Jaws coming past. Then he gets to the Bates Motel thing, and he does what I do, which is like he watches it. And of course, he's a detective, so there's something interesting there. But he watches it, and then afterwards he's sort of fascinated by this. And then he goes off to the canteen, Universal Canteen. There are men in ape suits, spacemen, showgirls, the usual.
Yeah.
And then he sees the guy who plays Norman Bates sitting. Having a sandwich or whatever. He goes, excuse me, can I sit here with you? And so he sits there and he's asking him all these questions, like, how many times a day do you have to do that? You know, and so all the stuff that I'm interested in, like, do you have to do that over and over again? And he sort of befriends this guy. And the guy says to him, if you want to come and watch me doing it, you can come in the hotel room, you know, and you can watch me doing it if you want. And he's like, I'll do that. So Columbo now watches from inside the motel room that Norman Bates comes out of, you know, and the coach comes past and you hear, who's that coming out of the hotel room there? Oh, it looks like he's got something heavy in his hand. And you can see all that going on. But now you see it from the inside of the hotel room that Norman Bates comes out of. And so he's like fascinated. Anyway, cut a long story short. It turns out none of you can tell anyone this. It turns out that it was the guy who plays Norman Bates who killed the head of Universal Studios, and his alibi was that he's constantly doing Norman Bates. How could he possibly have had time? But over the years, he went and got the job as Norman Bates because he thought that would be his way in to being a film star, and he's never left being Norman Bates, and it's driven him insane, and he decided the head of Universal Studios is keeping me down, he's going to have to die. And so he's worked out, in between coaches, how far he can get. Like, different methods. He's dug, he's, like, created whole, like, obstacle courses, swinging across, and, like, eventually he works out how to get to the office, kill the guy, and get back in time for the next coach. The perfect alibi, but Columbo fucking gets him!